Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Visiting with our new friend Dave DeBaradinas. A company he works with is called XG Express. But he's going to tell us a bit more about that. By the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I do have a new book out called The Age of the Customer that I've been telling you about. I hope you'll check it out at ageofthecustomer.com. All of my other stuff you can find at smallbusinessadvocate.com, just like usual, just like normal. Well, actually, not normal because I don't use that word. Nothing normal about what we do around here. Typically, I don't use that word. Let's get back to Dave. Dave DeBaradinas, FG Express stands for what?
FG Express stands for Forever Green Express.
Forever Green. Why Forever Green?
Well, the original company, the mothership, if you will, is Forever Green International, a 10-year-old publicly traded company out of Orem, Utah. Always had some fabulous whole organic products, and a little over a year or so ago, they discovered this product called the Power Strips by FG Express, decided to set up a new division, and that division is FG, the letter X, P-R-E-S-S.
What are Power Strips?
Power Strips are a plant-based biodegradable strip that has just been cleared and listed by the FDA as a Class 1 medical device for the relief of pain and the look and feel of skin.
And the what of skin?
Look and feel of skin.
So I could strap one of these things on my face and I'd become pretty like our friend Jennifer Hawthorne?
That's right. Yeah, we don't actually strap these on, Jim.
Oh, you don't? What about making me look like Jennifer? Would that work?
No, it won't.
Oh, okay.
There are genetics involved.
Okay, so you draw the line. You draw the line at certain. So what you're saying is you draw the line at miracles. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Even as a new friend, I've got to be authentic with you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. That was a test, by the way, Dave. That was a test. Okay. So let's get back to this stuff. It's natural, plant based.
It's the actual strip itself is plant-based. It's just a biodegradable, all-natural product, let me put it that way.
What are the ingredients? Where does it come from?
That's applied to the skin. It has Korean red ginseng in it. There are silver, magnesium, a base of minerals, marine phytoplankton. In there.
That's always good on a hamburger.
Germanium is actually the reflective part on the top of the strip that allows it to reflect the heat back into your body, so your body's allowed to heal itself.
It's like a compound.
I don't know if I'd call it a compound. I'm not the science guy, Jim.
Right.
So what I do know is the product works. We knew it worked before the FDA came out with their
listing. And it makes your skin, it improves.
Well, number one, the first thing you notice that most people notice, and the reason I think the FDA hung their hat on this, allowed this listing to happen, was that it actually relieves temporary relief of pain.
Joint pain, things like that?
From pain, from hip pain, shoulder pain.
Is it an ointment, a cream, or
it is actually it's a strip. I guess you may want to refer to it as a patch. We tend to want to differentiate it as a strip.
Right.
There's a lot of quote unquote patches out there, but this is something we call it a power strip. You don't plug your computer into it. It is actually applied to the skin, and the ingredients, the product is part of the water soluble.
And so it's FGExpress.com. Is that the website?
Yeah, actually, the website is Be Well. That's BEWELL dot FGExpress.com, and you can get all the details on the product and like that. And that'll actually connect with our friend Jennifer too.
So, all right, now, but you sell this in a way that in the old days we would have called it multi-level marketing, which I don't like. And you know that, but you point out that this is not my grandfather's multi-level marketing, is it?
Well, it isn't. You know, our lives have changed. I think there's still some people out there that are doing it what we all refer to as the old network multi-level.
Yeah.
And I have some burrs under the saddle when it comes to talking about that old style.
Right.
And when I say old style, I mean, you know, hammer your friends.
Right.
You know, beat on
people. Don't tell
them
why you're inviting them to your house.
Right. Don't tell them. Like, just come over. It's something important.
Yeah,
you're just
going to
like
secret.
It. And it's like, give me a break.
Right.
So that's not exactly the first step you want to make if you're trying to connect with somebody as a business associate.
Right.
It starts out with a little bit of a ruse and a little bit of a misdirection. It's like, well, what kind of foundation is that to build your business on? So today's economy, with the advent of the Internet, with more knowledge out there, this is a different game. The old relics from years ago don't stand the same test that people expect today.
Right.
So how we connect with people is we're not trying to sell, we're not trying to hammer. In fact, I had somebody that was looking at the business and said, geez, I don't want to do that, because she had the same feeling you did, Jim. I don't like the old network marketings. And I said, perfect, I don't either. Why don't you like them? And she said, well, because you've got to hammer your friends. And I said, well, I've got a suggestion. She said, what? I said, stop hammering your friends. You know, it's not about beating them up.
Right.
It's about offering. So the differentiation is the difference between trying to sell somebody and just sorting through people.
Right.
And
right.
connecting with people that are looking for what you have.
Give us that website again, Dave.
Yeah, it is bewell.fgxpress.com.
All right.
Bewell.fgxpress.com.
So check it out. Hey, Dave, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I'll come back anytime. I'm in Georgia.
We'll see you next time. Dave DeBerdinis, folks. He'll be back one another day. We'll talk some more to him about helping people sell in the marketplace. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.